All right, y'all. This Toneel Talks. Y'all know what we're about to talk about. So get the relaxing, roll up, light up, get you a drink, a cup, sit back, relax. And we're about to get this show started. First off, I just wanted to break down who I am, what Toneel Talks is, and that's it. Just for this segment only. In other segments, we can get the ball rolling. But I wanted to get this part out the way first. So to jump right into it, my name is Antonio Evans. People call me Tonio for short, Khalifa, Yo, whatever it is you want to call me. But I prefer Tonio, Yo. Well, you can call me Khalifa. Hell, people say I look like Wiz Khalifa. But to talk a bit about myself, I won't give how everybody usually do all the positive things. I want to give you a balance of who I am. I'm highly anxious, but at the same time, I don't back down from anything. I don't let my emotions overpower everything in my life. I'm impulsive, yet I think before I do certain things also. So I have a balance between the two. I'm humorous. I can talk about anything funny in this damn world. Whatever the hell it is, I'm on it. I love to fucking laugh, dog. If you love to laugh, you love to crack jokes, I'm probably gonna be around you. I'm serious. I'm highly serious, especially when it's about something that I know that I'm talking about. Don't tell me that you can tell me about something and I know I have my facts together, because I'm just gonna try to make you look stupid, or you just gonna make yourself look stupid. But what else, man? I'm brutally honest. I can come to a point where I don't show any emotions, and sometimes that's in a bad moment, but in my head, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. But shit, who's not like that? Not using that as an excuse to continue to be like that, but shit, let's just throw that shit out there. I don't know, I just want y'all to get a feel of who I am. See that I'm not anybody, I'm not this highly great, all positive man. I do fucked up shit too. It's just I don't do dumb shit. It's the difference between fucked up and doing dumb shit. I do dumb shit as, like, I don't know, things that every human being do. I mean, I don't lie about stupid shit. I don't fuck with people when they don't need to be fucked with or anything like that. But I just do shit that I know regular human beings do. And that's just that on that part. Now let's touch on Toneel Talks and what made me come up with Toneel Talks. Toneel Talks is something I feel like is my outlet for my spirit, my spiritual being, my spiritual self, should I say. I have a lot of things built up in me that I never talked about, that I've always wanted to talk about, but it's just the hard part is getting that shit out. I don't know who to talk to, because everybody on this planet that I've interacted with, I don't know, they everyone is different, you know, that's a fact. But I figured, why not do a podcast and just talk shit? I love talking. Hell, if I can get paid for talking and motivating people and inspiring motherfuckers, then I do that shit. So yeah, man, I wanted to just get that out. Toneel Talks is my world. It's gonna be my playground for talking. It's gonna be my playground for anything in my life. If I get mad, I'm not gonna get on Toneel Talks. I'm gonna get mad, go through my experience, and then get on Toneel Talks so I can tell y'all about that shit, you know? I won't give y'all all the detail about my life and everything that's going on in it, but I want y'all to at least see certain things that I feel like is important for other people to learn and listen to. So I just wanted to get that part out. Love, light, and peace. And shit, roll one up if you got some. Toneel Talks. Peace out. What's up, y'all? It's Toneel Talks. So y'all know what's going on. Let's get it ready. Pack them bowls. Roll them blunts. Fill up a cup. Let's get this show on the road, man. Alright, so today's segment, we're going to talk more about what I talk about on the show. Alright, get y'all a little bit more comfortable with who I am and what I like to talk about. So to get it started, I talk a lot about my life, what makes me comfortable, what I feel like people don't discuss. I discuss the truth, my truth, what I believe in. If I'm thinking about horoscopes, I talk about that. I just talk about anything under the sun. Nothing is off limits. If you want to talk about the shit that make you uncomfortable, bring it my way. If I ain't already talking about it, shit. So, that's that on that. To give you a little more insight on who I am, because I don't think I introduced myself well enough, and I should have made sure I did this on the first episode in my intro, but fuck it. My name's Tonio. Everybody call me Tonio in my family. Outside of my family, people call me a wide range of things. Tonio, Yo, Lit, Khalifa, shit, everything. Little skinny dude, all of that. So, shit, come up with your name, call me Yo, or call me Tonio. Anything's fine. Just don't call me no piece of shit, because I'm going to be on your ass like white on rice. I don't play that bullshit. But anyways, let's get back on topic. Man, I like to talk about any fucking thing. I love to talk. Me personally, who I am, I'm someone who's driven by love and by action. I'm not afraid to say that, because when you live by love, a lot of things come with that. You learn a lot of things within love. Love isn't just the birds and the butterflies. Let's get this out the way. I'm not just talking about relationships, because love is more than just relationships and just the topic about people. Love is a force. Love is an energy. Love is a truth. You feel me? Like, love is a lot of things. And in order to really say that you love something, you have to be in your truth. You have to be who you are. You have to love you. You have to find your meaning of love, because everybody has a different love, because it's a love language out there. So I like to talk about love. I like to discuss things on that topic. Shit. What else? More about me. Shit, I love to laugh, dog. I said that in my first video. I love to laugh, though. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is. It can be some real dark shit. I'm gonna laugh at it, dog, because that's what makes me. Nothing in this world would be how it is if we didn't have humor. If we didn't laugh, everything would be all fucked up, dark, and gloomy. All clouded and depressed. It's fucking ill. That's fucking nasty, bro. I don't want to be around it. I want to be able to laugh. I want to be happy sometimes. Fuck, sometimes, all the time, if I could. But at the same time, I need my moments where shit's starting to hit the fan, because it keeps me balanced. It lets me know that, hey, shit can't be all sunshines all the time, because you can't get shit done with it. More about me, though. I'm serious with life. Sometimes I'm really cautious, but at moments I can be impulsive as fuck. But that's usually because I'm doing some shit that I'm really enjoying. I'm really excited, so I do impulsive things. Sometimes I do impulsive things when I'm mad, but it's never too bad, you know. Like, I don't let it take over my mind. I may do something impulsive, like buy a fucking couple donuts when I know damn well I shouldn't be eating that early in the morning. Well, eating donuts that early. Some shit like that. But, yeah, dude, I'm just somebody that everybody talks to. I haven't ran to anybody that don't want to talk to me. Not to sound all arrogant or cocky and shit like that, but I haven't met too many people that don't want to talk to me. If they don't want to talk to me, it's just because they simply minding their own business. I can't argue with that. Shit, what else? I mean, it's a lot to me, dude. It'll all come out throughout my segment, so just be patient with me, and I'm gonna be patient with y'all, you know? I don't know how many people gonna listen to this, but if you know me already, it ain't nothing new. Well, only thing new about me is shit. I don't fuck with a lot of different. I mean, I don't fuck with a lot of bullshit. I've elevated myself to where, like, a lot of things I can't relate to like how I used to. So don't think that I'm this all spiritual motherfucker who just tolerates everything. Shit, I'm still working on tolerating bullshit my damn self. I still like ratchet shit. I just don't do dumb shit. I love trap music too, and I love alternative music too. I love R&B, I love love songs, shit. I love all that shit. I'm a fucking human being. I make mistakes. I will always bring that up because you never want to make yourself feel like you're bigger than anybody. Let everyone know that we can all accomplish the same things. We just have to put our mind to it. And if y'all ain't noticed, man, I get off topic sometimes, but fuck that shit. As long as I jump back on. But y'all see that I go deep and I'm really passionate about what I talk about. I really love talking. I enjoy doing this shit. I enjoy being who I am. I'm happy with what I am. I'm happy with who I'm with. I have a really beautiful lady. She loves me. I love her. And she's the realest woman I've ever met. I've learned so much dealing with this lady. I won't say dealing with her because that's in the negative zone. But I've learned so much with existing and appreciating who she is as a being. I've learned a lot being with her. So she makes up a lot of who I am today also. I can say that because, shit, I wasn't like this before I met her. I know that I contribute my change on a larger scale, but she contributed in a way that I feel like is important and vital to who I am today. But that's me. This is who I am. This is what Tonio Talks creator is about. So if y'all enjoy this, y'all gonna enjoy some more because I'm coming out with more and I'm always gonna stay on some new shit. I'm always gonna touch on something that's motivational, inspirational. Hell, I talk about any and everything, so don't expect me to be just talking about certain things. Don't expect, period. If you're gonna expect something from your damn self, because I ain't got it. If I do got it, shit, you got it. And if you ain't got it, your friend got it. And if your friend ain't got it, shit, something wrong. Alright? Tonio Talks, we out. Peace. Hey, man, what it do, dawg? Y'all know what y'all tuned into, dawg. I'm at work right now, man, so I can't really spark up. But it's all good, though, you know? I know I got somebody out there that's gonna spark one up for me. Pack that bowl out and spark that motherfucker up for me. And if you drink, you know what to do. Fill that cup up, dawg. Shit. Sit back and relax and just enjoy, man. I'm gonna give y'all a little more breakdown on Tonio Talks, dawg. I just wanna, you know, let y'all know what it is, I mean, why I do this. But before we continue on, I need somebody out there, whoever tuned in and pressed, yeah, basically whoever tuned in, man, look, I need for y'all to fire one up for me, dog. Because I'm at work, you know what's going on, it's been a long day, still ain't over with. Fire one up for me, dog. We're going to give you 10 seconds. Hit that motherfucker nice and hard for me. All right. Alright, so let me go ahead and jump into it, dog. So I wanted to let y'all know why I do this, not only so I can get y'all to understand me more, but just so I can just get this shit out. Cause I've been needing to attend to this episode anyway. But let's get on to it. So one thing that I've been itching to get out was that I do this shit because I know that it's somebody out there that's drawn to this shit for a reason. Like, I know that it's people out there that understand me on my level. It's people out there who need to hear the things that I'm talking about, and they're being directed right to me, you know. And not saying that, like, I'm this guru, but the things that I talk about, you know, a lot of us, we're selective on who we want to hear this shit from, whether it's our girlfriend, mom, dad, whoever. And I feel like I'm the person that can do this because, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a chill dude. And if I'm talking about it, I don't want to make y'all feel like, you know, y'all guilty or anything, or y'all living life wrong. But just to share this shit with y'all and let y'all know, look, man, it's plenty of us out here you know, who's going through a lot, you know, who's doing good and all of that shit. And for us to basically realize, you know, we can all relate on some level. You know, we can all teach each other something. We can all help one another. And that doesn't have to just be through money. That doesn't have to be through just giving materialistic things or anything like that, you know? It can be just by the grace of you just spitting out some shit that you know is real to somebody who you know needs it. You know, and that's why I do this podcast. I enjoy doing this podcast because, for one, I love to talk. And two, the things that I talk about, I'm passionate about that shit. I love to learn new things. I love to, you know, show people that, look, hey, I'm going through a rock and a hard place right now. But this podcast is me, you know, showing y'all the after effect of me getting through it. Or whatever the case may be. Like, if y'all tuned into my episodes for depression and shit like that, y'all will see that my latest two, I did them early in the morning, so I was quite sleepy. But at the same time, like, my mind state where I was at, you know, I was slick in a depressed mind state because I was a bit confused, you know, as far as, you know, my purpose. I kind of got off balance with it. But I wanted to point that out just to show y'all, look, like, I do this shit because I want to show y'all that we all make mistakes, we all do dumb things, and we all can be smart too. You know, we can all live fulfilling lives. You know, it's just not for, it's not only for the select few. You know, don't get me wrong, some of us have it fucking hard and some of us can't change our circumstances, but for those of us who know that we can help change other people's circumstances just with the things that we have, yo, what it do? What are you gonna do, man? Like, real talk. Like, it's so many ways how we can see. I mean, it's so many ways how we can help, you know, one another reach certain goals or just get through whatever it is in life simply by just offering the things that we know that we have an infinite amount of. In my case, I know that I have an infinite amount of, you know, insight and just showing people, look, ain't nothing wrong with fucking up as long as you know, correct yourself afterwards and don't sit around and soak up in it. But anyways, like, that's my thing. I enjoy doing this all together, you know? And since I know that I have an infinite amount of this shit, I have an infinite resource of giving out insight and motivation, inspiration, and all of that shit. Everything in my cup, I know that I can pour it into many other people's cups, you know, and run that shit over. Because for one, I have a passion for doing this, and two, it brings me fulfillment when I get it out. So it's like, man, it's like busting a nut. That shit feel good than a motherfucker, dog. But for real, man, like, I do this shit because I know that talking one-on-one with the person, you can't make a person change. But by me doing my podcasting, I know that a person has the control, you know, over pressing pause and play. And they also have control over being directed to me. So by doing my podcast, it blocks me out from, you know, having to get frustrated with people, you know, not seeing the obvious things that are in their way. And I take pride in doing this. I take pride in, you know, knowing that I can't drive myself crazy putting out a podcast. You know, I can't drive myself crazy. I mean, I can't feel bad for putting out a podcast and somebody hit me up and be like, hey, I don't like that. I'm gonna be like, why the hell you press play? Why you keep playing it if you know that it was making you uncomfortable for this long? You listen to a whole 10-minute video that made you uncomfortable. You need to be asking yourself some questions. Shit. But that's what I like to dodge. Even when I do come into face with it, I'm not afraid, you know, to deal with that shit. And that's another thing that I like. I mean, that's another reason why I do my podcast, because I like to show people, look, there's no problem with facing shit that makes you uncomfortable. There's no problem with doing things that make you uncomfortable if you know that, for one, you can grow from it. Not saying doing something uncomfortable that you know is against your standards or your morals. Sometimes you may have to cross your own morals. Just like, what was it that I heard? It was saying like, you know, with vegans or whatever, like, if you get bit by a snake, who was it? I think it was Joe Rogan who said that shit. But he was like, if you get bit by a snake, you know, they use horse blood to, you know, give you anti-venom. If you don't want the horse blood because of the sake of the horse, then, I mean, you only got two options. Take that blood or it's a wrap. So it may be times where you have to go against your morals, but overall, the goal is to realize, you know, that you came out stronger than the uncomfortable feeling that you gained from that shit, you know? That's really all, man. To mainly break down more of Tonio Talks, it's a podcast station where you can listen to something that may relate to you and not feel bad about relating to it and actually growing from it after acknowledging the fact that you can relate to it, you know? No matter what it is. No matter what the hell it is, whatever it is on my podcast that you can relate to, that resonate with your life or whatever, like, if you're taking the time to actually, you know, apply it, man, I commend you, dude, because y'all know I'm not stating nothing in my podcast that, that'll lead you down a path of, you know, self-destruction, although self-destruction in a way can be, you know, healing, only if, you know, it's a process of you going through your healing, you know. Don't, like, the difference between what I'm speaking on is like the self-destruction of you, you know, getting rid of toxic traits and shit like that, and, you know, going through that shit, it puts you through a lot of pain, it puts you through a lot of, you know, realizations that bring you pain and all that shit. But at the same time, you know that you're reconstructing yourself once you get done knocking all that shit away. Now, the negative version, you know, of self-destruction is when you're doing shit that doesn't help you, you know, drugs that, you know, make you escape from a reality that, you know, you no longer want to be in, and then when you're not high no more, you're back to the same depressed state of mind and all this other bullshit. Just shit like that, self-destructive behavior where, you know, you jeopardize relationships, you jeopardize whatever it is, yourself, like, you don't care about your morals or whatever the fuck. That's self-destructive behavior. When you set no boundaries for yourself, you have no discipline, you don't care about discipline, you live in ignorance, that's self-destructive behavior on a negative scale. And my thing with this podcast is to show y'all, look, like, the self-destructive behavior that we're doing on a positive scale, like, make sure that we're doing this shit right, whatever it is. Like, I don't know, man, this podcast is just about a whole bunch of shit, dude. It's not really about talking about myself or anything like that. Although, like, I will put some situations that relate. But I mainly like to put out the information that I've learned and that I've applied to my life, you know, because it's brought me to see a better life. And it may not help everybody out there. And I'm well aware of this shit, you know? Like, the only thing is to get this shit out, man. Get it out and, you know, wish the best for the people that use it. Like, I enjoy, like, I wish, you know, that people listen to my podcast because they know that this isn't a place where, I mean, this isn't a podcast station where it's just all on just bullshit and rambling, you know. Like, I want my podcast to stand for a purpose, and that's why I do it the way I do, you know? That's why I talk the way I talk. And I know that this station is going to go through many phases, many changes, and I'm prepared for it. And if I'm not prepared for it, I know that I'm still going to be able to get through it. I'm not going to, you know, quit or give up or no shit like that. I'm going to go hard at this shit. And that's what I want y'all to do. Go hard at whatever it is that you want to do. If you get that out of my podcast, if you gain that inspiration to go hard at your shit and, you know, to fix your problems, you know, and know that you have the ability to fix your problems and get through whatever, you know, man, kudos, you know. I hope that everything is great. I hope everything continue to be great. Shit, I hope it makes you, you know, start your own podcast so shit I can listen to it. Shit, Because I still, you know, go out searching for my own inspiration. I still, you know, learn from other people over myself. I listen to, you know, other people's podcasts that are in that's in the area where I like to be in. There's nothing wrong with that shit, dog. Always look at the spaces in your life where you know that you can apply some growth. Because you can use that shit, yo. I ain't gonna really hold up too much because I know a phone call is supposed to be coming, so I'm gonna end this one right here real short, dog. I hope y'all really enjoyed, you know, me breaking down more of this podcast station, you know, just giving a little more reason why I do it. And just make sure y'all stay tuned, dog. This Tonio Talks, man. Make sure y'all also give Trap Talk the podcast a listen, man. Make sure y'all favorite, you know, her, favorite Trap Talk podcast by OG Killer on Anchor. And also check out The Skim, you know. There's a lot of shit I'm gonna get y'all to check out, man, that's just helped me out, man. So just make sure y'all in this shit, dog. I'm outy, man. Peace and love, dog. Hey, what it do, man? Y'all know where y'all at. Y'all know what y'all tuned into. It's Tony L Talks. One of the greatest podcast stations to ever do it, dog. To ever talk about anything. Whatever it is, I'm talking about it. If I feel like I want to. And if you relate to it, then you press and play. You feel me? We ain't got time for none of that bullshit, you know, feeling like we limited about what we can talk about. I guess I'm gonna be the reason, I'm gonna be the reason, you know, to show people why we shouldn't be afraid to push and do what the hell we wanna do. If it's our desire, you know, we settle for that. We don't settle for nothing less. I know I done skipped ahead, man, cause I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm rolling up right now. Y'all caught me slipping. But shit, I don't care. My nose a little stuffy, so let me give y'all a little quick heads up. My throat a little scratchy and my nose a little stuffy, so bear with my voice a little bit. I can't not do a podcast just because my damn throat is all, you know, scratchy and raspy and shit. My nose sound like I'm back here sniffing fucking coke. Yeah, nah, this shit was funny to me, I don't know why. But for real though, like, just bear with your boy, man. Without further ado though, go ahead and spark y'all shit up, man. Don't be waiting on me. If y'all got that bowl packed and that blunt rolled up, go ahead and shit, do your thing, man. Y'all know what it is. If you got that cup filled up, you know, for my homies and my cousins and my fam, you know, that drink, you know. Go ahead and throw that motherfucker back. Take a little shot or something. Whatever you do, if you got your shit on ice, go and take a couple little sips. Sit back in your little recliner. Whatever you sit in when you tune in to Tonio Talks. This long ass intro. I don't care. I'm rolling up. I ain't really got much that I really plan to say in this, but I really just want to speak on the behalf of why, you know, I do it. You know, I'm going to continue to explain why, you know, I do my podcast, and it's so many reasons, you know, but some of the reason is, you know, because I like to show people what I know, I guess. I like to show people that, you know, some of us think alike. I like to show people that we're not, you know, too different from one another, you know. I know that we all have an assigned purpose for the world, but at the same time, you know, that we all still, you know, have a reason of why, you know, we are tuned into one another. And it's because, you know, we're connected in a way where I put out my podcast, but I need people who are like-minded, like me, you know, in order for anybody to, you know, jump on the frequency of my podcast. You know, without the people who are, you know, interested in the things that I like to talk about, I wouldn't be where I'm at, you know. I wouldn't
listening to my podcast. And that's just how we connected, just simply by, you know, knowing, well, simply by being on the same frequency for one. And my purpose is, you know, more to show how that shit connects all of us, you know. It can be really under anything, but it's all understanding how we're connected and how, you know, we can basically maneuver in life and, you know, align ourselves with the people that we're supposed to cross paths with. But we can't really get that unless we understand our purpose. Or we figure out what our purpose is, shall I say. And I don't know anyone else's purpose but my own. But what I can say is that, you know, we all have the ability to ask ourselves what our purpose is. We all have the ability to look at ourselves within and understand that, you know, it's something that we do every day that helps somebody else in this world way more than we think. Like, the purpose of Tonio Talks isn't just to, you know, get out all the things that I know and talk about, but it's more so to just, you know, show people that we can all, you know, achieve a goal. We can all, you know, succeed. We can do all of these, you know, marvelous things. And more of my purpose is to show us that it all comes with us believing, you know, that we're able to do it. Like, I like to show, you know, the things that I'm doing in, you know, my actual life. Y'all maybe can't see it through the podcast, but, like, the thing that I do in my actual life, you know, it's a part of why I do my podcast. And like, it's like the actions that I do within my life, you know, I'm able to go through them, learn from them, and put it in my podcast. And the purpose of that is to show people, you know, to live not only by your words, but through your actions also, you know. Like, this podcast is for so many, it's useful in so many ways, because there'll be times I get on this podcast, you know, and I'm not in my best mood, you know, I'm not in my best energy or my best mode, and I put it out there just because I want people to see, you know, we all have days where things just aren't right, you know, things just suck ass, and we will always have those days. Well, I won't say always, but those days are what help us grow. And, you know, I put it in my podcast because I don't want people to think that, you know, my life is all perfect. I want y'all to see, you know, the scars and the imperfections, the flaws and all of that. You know, it's some things, you know, that I'll talk about later on. I'll come back and realize that, you know, I learned something different versus what I used to know before. Just to show people, like, it's nothing wrong with learning and unlearning and relearning something. You know, there's so many ways I can tie so much shit to this podcast, it's ridiculous. But it's all, you know, metaphorical, to be for real. Like, I can relate, you know, so many things into my life. But the main purpose is, you know, to show people that I'm living in my purpose. You know, I'm fulfilling my dreams. And the reason, you know, why I talk about it in my podcast is because, you know, I just want people to understand that we can do this shit easily. We all can, you know? Like, it's like, I just want people to understand it, I guess, you know. And sometimes it's frustrating because, you know, it's hard to teach people who aren't, you know, children. You know, children are sponges. They're like sponges. You can fill them up with a lot of information. Versus an adult who, you know, already formed their opinions, you know, all of that shit. It's kind of difficult. But overall, you know, it's still possible. You know, I know that it's still possible to show people that everything that I do and, you know, everything that I learn, you know, it's open to everybody. It's not just available to me, you know. And not only that, but I want people to see my own progress. You know, I want people to see, you know, that it's times where I fail, you know. It's times where, like, hell, I just mess up, you know. And I just want to show people, you know, that that shit happens, you know. It's not about, you know, the part that it's not about you failing. It's more so about you not learning from your failure. It's about, you know, you not getting back up. If you fail and then give up, then you've lost. You know, you'll feel lost. I put it in my podcast. I mean, I say things in my podcast to show people, you know, in those moments where things don't go right or whatever the case is, don't just stop there, you know. The purpose of my podcast is to help people get through things that I've been through and the things that I will go through, you know, and I just put it out there because, I mean, what's the point of me learning it if I can't help nobody else who may fall in the same trap or hole, whatever it is that I felt I've fallen into, you know, and I feel like that's the best advice to give out. Advice from your failures. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, dude. I'm bullshitting on this blunt. But it's rolled up now. Talking so much, dude. Sometimes I just ramble off. I don't even know, you know, the reason why I'm putting this out, but shit, hey, fuck it. By the way, if y'all haven't noticed the difference, my lady bought me a new microphone, and it's the best microphone ever. Send me the money. What are you gonna send me the money for? I'm sorry, y'all. Just got a message. But I forgot what the fuck I was saying. Yeah, like, I don't even really know why I'm putting this out. Well, the reason is mainly just messages that's coming from the source and through me. It's the best way I can put it. Because I'm not going to lie. A lot of things that I put in my podcast, I experienced either that day or it starts that day. And it sometimes it's, well, some, I won't say that every that happens every time, but it's times where, you know, I put shit in my podcast that I've studied, you know, and then, like, the clock starts for me to experience that shit too. And so while I'm, like, talking about it through some of my episodes in my podcast, it's like it's all authentic work. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, it's all authentic work because I'm going through exactly what I'm talking about. And I feel like that's the reason, well, that's more of a reason why I do my podcast, you know, because since I'm action oriented, you know, it's easy for me to talk about the things that, you know, I do because I love to make moves. I love to you know, do action. You know, I love to make money. I love to do all that shit. I love to talk. Like, just do shit in life, dog, that makes you happy. I know I can't stress that part enough. Ugh. sometimes it kind of, you know, brings me down a little bit, you know, when I realize, you know, it's, you know, people out there that I will see that isn't, you know, living their best life. And even though I can help, I mean, even though, you know, I may be able to help, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, I can change them, you know. And it kind of hurts because you want to help them, but you know that people have to learn on their own. And as they're learning on their own, you know you have to witness. Well, you don't really have to witness, you know, the hard things that they go through. But I guess it's just the reality of knowing, you know, that it's simple knowledge out here and just certain things that we can use to, you know, kind of guide us through those situations. This some good smoke, bro. This some good smoke. This shit got me sitting back like a motherfucker. I'm sorry, y'all. I done snapped out. But, man, let me get back to it. Overall, let me get back more on why, you know, I put, well, the purpose of my podcast. And mainly, you know, just the reason of why I do it. I think I've gone on a bit more. I want to do an episode where, you know, I talk about my purpose, you know, because every day I'm starting to understand more and more why it's my purpose and shit like that. So I'm going to put that in a different, I'm going to just put it in a different episode. So, if anything, yeah, let me just, I'm going to go ahead and just finish it up, and I'm going to give y'all something new. So, stay tuned. Shit, I got to make some remedies. Get my lady to make some remedies. Because, man, I don't like feeling under the weather. You ain't gonna catch your boy going to no hospital getting stuck with no fucking needles. No, sir. But without further ado, man, let me go ahead and close out this episode and give y'all that special that I was talking about. I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all know a little bit about my purpose. So tune in to the next episode of Tonio Talks. And y'all have a wonderful day, wonderful night, wonderful evening, wherever you listening to Tonio Talks. Just make sure that y'all enjoy the rest of the time that the sun is up. Alright, I'm out here. Finish them bowls and them blunts and that cup. Chill out. I'm out of here. Peace and love. Hey, let's cut the beat up a little bit. Y'all tuned into a session right now. Lucky you. Hopefully you got you a few packed out, a few bumps rolled, cause y'all in the right motherfucking place today. Okay, you're just in time, nephew. And my Uncle Willie, I mean my Uncle Earl, Elroy boys. Yeah. I know, you know, I titled this, you know, more like, what the fuck did I title this damn episode? The Breakdown of Tonio Talks. I'm tripping so fucking hard. But anyways, like, I know I titled that The Breakdown of Tonio Talks, but it's more so explaining who I am, if anything, you know, and me just being myself, you feel me? Like, fuck it. Right now, I'm doing what I usually do, smoking, doing my podcast, thinking about ideas, you feel me? Y'all just tuned into it. acting right. Now, I don't just sit back in my fucking room and just be thinking about shit and smoking and just, like, however y'all imagine it. It's more so just me doing my fucking podcast right now, being in my zone, you feel me? Like, I like to talk about random ass shit too, like bringing up alien conversations and shit. Like, I like to talk about all this shit, horoscopes, fucking animals and shit. Like, dog, y'all ever watch that fucking, like, the wildlife and shit on fucking YouTube? Like, lions and hyenas, dog. Like, man, that shit's crazy. Like, raw and unfucking cut, nigga. I seen a baby gazelle get ate, nigga. That shit tore me up. You feel me? Like, god damn, they show no remorse. It's time to eat. Like, that shit taught me, like, watching wildlife and shit, dog. That shit teach me so fucking much, dude. Like, I like talking about all this type of shit, fool. Like, I'm not just always, you know, in an intellectual mind state where, you know, I'm just thinking about people. Like, I like to think about bullshit, too. You know, I just don't like to let it consume me all the time. But I have my times, you know. I love it. I want to actually go out, you know, in the wild and experience that shit. Like, I want to see a lion and a fucking hyena fight till the death, my guy. Like, that's shit worth seeing, you know? That's fucking wild, bruh. Like, literally. Like, that's one thing that got me mind blown. Another thing I like, I'm like a real big ass fan of Godzilla, bruh. Like, I don't care about nothing else. Like, I can tell you about some Godzilla, you feel me? Not all the way head to toe, but, like, I can tell you about some Godzilla, dog. And I can't wait for this new movie to come out, fool. Like, that shit's gonna be so fucking wild, bro. I know it is. I like it. I love it. Like, the preview of that shit was lit. Man, it's gonna be fucking crazy, dude. Like, they got all these other different monsters that's coming back, you know, and you're gonna find out more about, you know, the history of each monster, because it's not just Godzilla in this motherfucking movie, dog. It's, you know, all the other monsters that Godzilla done fought, other monsters that fought alongside and versus Godzilla, you know. So, like, this is a big ass thing coming up. I can't wait till that movie, you know, get dropped, cause your boy gonna be in there like swimwear. I know lady gonna come. She probably fall asleep, but I don't care. She gonna be with me, and that's all that motherfucking matter, alright? Like, I like movies and shit. I like checking motherfuckers and shit like that. Like, I'm not saying, like, for my out of town people checking me and, like, I'ma fire your ass up. Like, what's up? Look like that. Like, shit like that. Like, I'm on your ass. Like, I like doing shit like that too. Like, anybody that know me know I check the hell out of somebody's ass. I get my ass roasted too, but I don't give a fuck. It's all for the fun and jokes. You feel me? Shit, like, everybody I know might be fine motherfuckers or dog, but that shit be funny as hell. You just look at somebody and you know they ugly as hell, and they know they fucking ugly, and they know they about to get their ass cooked the hell up. Cause I'ma fry your ass like yesterday's turkey, nigga. Yeah. Real good. Love it. That shit's fun and funny as hell. Like, especially like when you look at somebody and it's like they check you but don't know that you finna cook that. Like, you already been cooking their ass up before, you know, they decided to even check you, and it's like, oh, you done fucked up. Now they realize, you know, they done fucked up and they getting their ass roasted. Then they end up getting mad. Ooh. See, that's the part where it's either fight or flight, man. It's like, you started this, dog. You started this shit. Now I'm cooking you and you get mad. Why you get mad, man? You mad at them? It's like, dog, I get to going into that shit and I can't. It's like, sometimes I don't stop, man. I know it's bad, dog. Sometimes I get bad with it and get to cooking somebody up, you know, beyond their time. And damn, sometimes somebody do that shit to me. Like, just charge that shit to the game, bro. Charge that shit to the game. You feel me? Like, fuck that shit. But I enjoy checking motherfuckers and shit. What else I like to do, dog? I love to bump music, man. I love to, you know, hear the new music that catch my fucking ear, and I get to just bumping the whole fucking album just because the artist that bumping to me. Like, recently, like, I've been bumping Kevo Money. Like, dude, fucking bumping, fool. That Money fucking bumping, dog. Like, he go hard. It's fuck. I ain't listened to, you know, all his old songs yet, but I'm probably, like, on the, like, the second CD or something like that. It's called Against the World, something like that. Like, I don't know, I forgot what it's called. But he fucking did. That's who I recently been bumping. You know, I bump a lot of old shit that I, you know, used to listen to and used to like. So it's like, it's kind of hard for me to like new artists that's like recently from 2015 all the way out to shit up to now, you know. So like, if I'm listening to somebody new now, it's either because like they done really caught my fucking ear, or I done heard it around too fucking much, and it's like, damn, now I like this shit. You hear me? Like, sometimes I had those moments, but right now, you know, I fuck with, you know, Kevo Money's music. He's pretty bumping. Go back to any fucking Memphis rapper. Like, I like majority of the Memphis rappers. Like, I love all that gangsta shit. Like, that shit bumping. I don't care where I go. Like, that's gonna always be my form of, you know, some hot ass fucking music. You feel me? Like, outside of any other state. Like, if I go to any other state, like, if it's like Atlanta rappers and shit like that, like, they pretty bumpy, you know, like all the other hot rappers and shit like that. But it's like, I'm mainly stuck on either old Memphis rap, you know, or just some alternative, you know, new shit. The shit that y'all hear, like, right now, you know, something I can just sit back in my crib and just smoke and vibe to. Like, that's about it. Like, I go to work and shit like that, you know. I recently cut out my life coach so I can just gain my damn energy back, dog, cause that shit can be fucking draining for me, like a motherfucker, dude. Like, you gotta watch your energy with that shit, dog. Like, it's still, you know, lovely, you know. Like, I haven't, you know, started back accepting clients yet, but eventually I will. 9 times out of 10, you know, it'll be soon, because, you know, I miss it, so fuck it. I gotta get back in my books, though. All of this other shit that's been going on with myself, you know, my own personal life. Like, I do have one, you know. Recently, been planning on traveling more, you know, and I can't wait for this weekend. Like, we're going out of town, and it's gonna be fucking lit. Like, I really enjoy my motherfucking life, dog. No matter what, how people see me, fool, like, I enjoy the hell out of my life, you know. I enjoy, you know, the woman that I'm with, like, all that shit. That's usually my main focus, you know, just enjoying life, enjoying, you know, who I'm with, and making sure that, you know, I'm doing my part, you know. That's it. You know, people out there probably ask me, well, what's your part? Like, don't fucking worry about it. Mind your business. Do your part. That's all. Fuck you saying. That's all I got for you on that part. But, man, this is me, fool. I'm a regular human being that can talk about anything that somebody else can. Nothing more, nothing less. Only thing about me is I move different, you know? Action-oriented, and I can vouch for myself, you know, simply because if anybody wants to see me do anything, you know, I can get shit done. You know, I can brag on that and know that it'll happen. Shit, I just got caught back in the beat, got the bump in and shit, so my fault. Where the fuck my light at, dog? Shit, excuse me. My fucking nose still stopped up and shit. But it's alright. I hope y'all ain't, like, jumped on this shit expecting to hear some fucking intellectual shit, because you in the wrong spot, player. I'm just bullshitting. Kicking it with my last brain cell, smoking this fucking weed, and that's about it for you. Sit back looking at each other like fucking Cheech and Chong. I be thinking about some of the most weirdest shit, dude. And I do a lot of stupid ass shit, especially around my lady, bro. Like, I be so fucking weird. I be getting on her fucking nerves, dog. Like, for people that I'm cool and close with, man, I do a lot of, like, weird ass shit. Like, funny weird, though. Like, a lot of people don't get that part of me because I don't rock with everybody. I'm not that type of person, you know. I can be for a lot of people, but I don't rock with everybody, you know. That's just not how I get down, because for one, it's just like, I don't like to manage people. That's what it feel like to me. Like, if I got a lot of people around me that I gotta tend to, it's like, man, no. I like to talk on my own time when I want to talk to you and all of this, you know, like, it ain't no harm in it. It's just, I don't like to talk to, you know, everybody that I'm cool with every day, like, every other day, shit, sometimes every month, you know, like, fuck, like, just know that I'm alive, you know, I'm doing good, and I expect you to be doing good, too, and I hope that you're doing good, you know. If anything, I know that you're doing good. Feel me? And it's like, when I call you, hey, what's up? You know, everything's still good. And that's about it, man. Like, other than that, you know, like, as far as when it's time to get something done, y'all want to do something, or anybody want to do something with me, like, yeah, let's fucking get it, dog. Let's do it. But other than that, you know, like, I'm not too good at just consistently, like, talking to people on the phone and shit like that, cause it's just weird to me. I know I gotta do it more, because it's like, some people feel some type of way about it, but it's like, at the same time, dog, I don't care, man. That's what I say at the end of it, dog. Fuck it. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. To you, because it's like, man, when, you know, I really need to call somebody, I already got them on speed dial, you know. It's my lady, like, that's the main person that, you know, can, you know, at least, you know, stimulate conversation with me for a long time, and I don't get bored and shit like that. Like, that's just how it basically became, you feel me? Like, man, I can't knock myself for that shit, for enjoying my lady's company over, you know, people outside of me, you feel me? Like, I can't help that shit. It's my best friend, dude. Person I ever did call, like, growing up, was like girlfriends and shit like that, like girls I was trying to talk to. Other than that, like me and my brother, like, we'll call each other, like, and get on the phone and be fucking tripping about some stupid ass shit, be like fucking rolling, fool. And you know, it's all love, bruh. But like anybody else, you know, outside of that, besides like, you know, my other friends and shit like that, like Jay Star and them, like, other than that, you know, when we talk, like, it's mainly, you know, on some intellectual shit when we, you know, chopping it up and shit. It's more on, like, motivating and shit like that. And then, like, outside of that, I ain't really got nothing for people outside of, you know, people that know me and I've interacted with and, you know, become cool and, you know, made a bond with them and shit like that. Like, other than anybody that my brother or Jay Star know in their immediate circle, it's that's about it, player. That's about it. Like, I don't really have a lot of friends or people to kick it with and shit like that, or people that I call and shit, because shit, that's about it. That's about it, man. And I'm not ashamed, you know, like, and I don't talk to them, you know, a lot. Like, sometimes, like, I don't talk to them for, like, months and shit like that. It's like, when we do talk, man, look, they understand why, you know, I do this shit. Because, like, anytime we do talk, you know, it's always, you know, love, it's always good shit going on. So, it's hard for people to understand me, like, with that shit. That's why I don't really like to manage, you know, people, you feel me? That shit get overwhelming like a motherfucker to me, dog. Fuck that. Just let me kick it with my lady, and in my times, you know, let me kick it and get my own peace of mind, you know. I think that's about it. And I holler at you. I'm holler at you. I'm gonna fucking holler at you, man. And if I don't be let down, you know, because I might just be busy. That's about it. If I ain't busy, I just don't want to talk. You know? Like, shit. I can't stress that shit enough, man. And I know it's a lot of people out there that probably can agree with that. And it's probably a decent amount of people who listen to it and be like, oh, man, you tripping. You gotta, if you're talking to, you know, people and shit, like, you gotta, you know, I guess get with the program with people, I guess. Like, goddamn. That's asking for a lot right there. Because I always think people are weird, like, especially, like, if they're weirder than me. Like, woo. Wow. Then you got, like, assholes, you got, like, ignorance and shit like that. Like, it's like, man, ooh. But then again, it's like, sometimes, like, life slaps me in the face and I meet some really, you know, decent people, you know. And it makes me go out and, you know, kind of be more open to people. And then, boom, some bullshit happened with the random person. It's like, goddamn. But I guess it's like a flow with that shit. I guess I'm learning that it's like some kind of flow with that shit. I don't know, man. It's just weird, dude. I don't be mad at it, though, because it don't affect my life in a major way, I guess. Even in a small way, you know, like, I still end up meeting, you know, the decent people that I, you know, meet in my life, you know. And if I don't talk to them again, you know, I still have that memory where, you know, it was great times, you know. So I don't let go of that type of shit. That's why I guess I don't mind not kicking it with a lot of people every day or every month and shit like that, because eventually, you know, throughout the time, you know, that I individually meet people, it's always some really cool shit when it's worth it, you know. This shit I be thinking about just randomly, so, like I said, welcome to my personal life, I guess. thirsty as hell, so I'm about to get the fuck out of this hole. Go eat me something. I'll let y'all later on, though. Ain't number 12 in the morning. So, without further ado, the hell out of here. Fuck out of here. I'm out. Peace. Hey, man. What it do? Tuned in to Tonio Talks, man. Shit. Another fucking episode. Y'all done caught me chilling. What I mean chilling, I ain't did shit today. Not a motherfucking thing. I went outside today and I rolled up a blunt and told myself, you know, I want to go find a random person and smoke with them. I'm not gonna lie to y'all, bro. That shit did not go as planned. Like, man, for one, I walked past potential people looking like a complete fucking weirdo. I'm looking at motherfuckers, looking at them like I'm saying this shit in my head, but I'm not saying it. They looking at me all crazy and shit, but I'm looking at them like, hey, you wanna smoke, dog? Kick back. Yo, I'm this is who I am, what's up? Like, just meet a person type shit. But I realized I was in my shell of I don't fuck with people. As I tried to go out this shit, so it didn't go according to how I really wanted it to go, but I'm not pissed off about it because it wasn't a goal that I had set today. It's just something I said that I wanted to do. Well, I guess that's a fucking goal, but no fucking well, man. Oh wait, I did fucking meet somebody new. Like, when I came home, I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I met, it's a neighbor that moved, like, three months ago, she moved here, her dude, and, like, it was like, they drink and they smoke and shit, like, chill and hang out and shit. So that shit actually did happen, my bad, shit, I just fucking forgot. But overall, though, man, I had a good day today. That's what the hell I did. Yeah, y'all came in this bitch to hear about my motherfucking day. Goddamn, skip it. Because I don't really, you know, try to get out to meet many people because I don't really feel like it's too necessary. That's just my personal opinion. Like, I have a thing for helping people, but I don't have a thing for just being there for people all the time. Like, because I realized, you know, you'll never be able to help a person to their fullest capacity. You know, a person will always need more from you, you know. So, I mean, you can't be mad at that because you'll be the same way if you need help from somebody. But you know that you gotta get shit done on your own, so I be stuck in that mindset so fucking much. But man, overall though, I wasn't really dissatisfied with the fact that I was slick closed off today as far as like trying to go outside and meet new people. But shit, when I got on the elevator coming up, you know, to my house and shit, and you know, I saw my neighbor coming up, but it was still cool, you know, like that shit still ended up happening. And I wasn't like, I was pretty laid back and chill. Like, shit, it was fuck. I was just saying, like, man, it's fucking cold as shit outside, dog. Like, she was fucking tripping and shit. Like, it was all fucking cool as hell, dog. For real. Like, I had no problem with it. So, it's like, I guess it was something that I was supposed to learn today. I don't have to intentionally go out there and try to meet new people. It's like, just let the flow of people come to you, you know. I know that I'm not good with flowing to the right people. People that I, like, everybody that I met, you know, they either came to me or just said something to me. Like, I have met a few people where I came to them, you know, and just started some basic-ass conversations, just laughing about some stupid-ass shit, probably, and just kicked it off like that, you know. But that's usually, if it's, like, one person, I think that's, I'm learning that now. I like to socialize with just, like, maybe one to two people, you know. But one is really comfortable to me. I know that I have to get outside of that because I have dreams of, you know, wanting to talk in front of thousands of people, you know. I want to be able to see myself talk in front of my first 100 people, you know. Face to face, like, in the flesh. I don't even know what the hell I even decided to put something in here for. I'm just really just talking, to be honest. Just need somebody to smoke with. My lady at work, man. So I guess this gonna be one of my chill episodes. I talk more about the meaning of my podcast, but y'all mainly get that now. I mainly just want to get comfortable being more of myself, you know. I came up with a new episode. I know y'all probably saw it. It's called My Self-Awareness Journey. I put out a segment, but I deleted it today because I listened to it and I felt like it wasn't really ready, you know. It wasn't the right time for it. So I took it away. So the people that did hear it, hey, you lucky. Don't tell nobody. Well, if I can tell somebody, I don't care. But, like, it's like I want to be able to be more of myself, you know. I want to be more comfortable with being 100% myself on my podcast, like. Besides showing, like, the angry me. Like, I give y'all a little bit of, like, a little frustration, Tonio, and shit like that. But I don't think anybody wants to, you know, see a person. I mean, have people see them outside of their character, you know. I don't want to be on my podcast pissed off and shit like that. But y'all will hear me, you know, getting serious and crunching down on my subjects and shit like that, because it's mainly just passion coming out when I'm talking. Just like now, like, I'm like chilling, laid back. Sometimes I be worried about how people think, you know, when I talk and how I talk and just all of that shit, but I'm not really worried about that anymore because I know some people can understand my language. I know I talk a little bit low. I gotta fix that. So I got this fucking microphone. I'm pretty sure that's why my lady got it for me. Because she said I talk low. I just think my fucking voice deep. I'm getting off subject and shit. But like I said, dog, I wanna be more of myself. Let y'all, like, really feel like y'all chilling with me in some of these episodes. Especially this episode, though. Like, I want y'all to feel like, you know, y'all can talk to me, you know, and not feel like I'm just, I don't know, this whatever fucking image y'all have of me. Like, I'm just a fucking human being, just like y'all. You know, we all the fucking same, dog. As far as getting shit done in life, I'm not different from no other person besides, you know, my dreams and my gifts to the world. Now, I am special and unique in my own way, because there will be no other me. No one can live me better than me.
one special thing about us all, you know. But mine, I really be wanting y'all to see my fucking goofy side and shit, but I be too fucking serious when I be on this shit, dog. I need to really find, like, I want people to, like, email me and, you know, let me know they want to do a podcast. Like, I don't know. It's like, I don't, like, sometimes I don't like to go to people and say, hey, you want to do a co-host and shit like that. Like, I want people that genuinely listen to my podcast to be like, hey, man, I want to, you know, they email me, you know, and let me know, hey, I want to do a co-host with you, you know, just go ahead, jump on one with you, you know, like, I want shit like that, you know, it shows me that, you know, people are comfortable with being themselves around me, you know, man, like, I don't know, dog, maybe I'm just asking for too much, but if I ain't, my email is AntonioEvans2395@gmail.com. Like, I'm serious about that shit. Like, I want my genuine listeners to hit me up, dude. Send me something about yourself. Send me, you know, which episodes you like the most, which episodes you don't like, especially those, so I can, you know, go back and listen to what was it that you didn't like, so we can discuss it. You know, I can hear your point of view. I want to fucking talk to people. I want to be on my podcast talking to other people, you know, getting insight and just people being their fucking self. Shit. But then again, it's like, I have standards for what type of things I allow, you know, on my podcast. Like, I don't want anybody, you know, on my shit, like, talking to me like I'm fucking crazy and no shit like that, cause, no, like, that shit, well, I guess I don't have a problem with, you know, confronting and correcting people if they do get out of line, but I know that, you know, when it comes to random people that want to get on my podcast, this is just theory, though, what I'm saying, but, like, I know I have some people that, especially some people that disagree with me, you know, that want to do an episode or whatever the hell it is. I don't know how y'all work as far as, like, coming to people with what you don't like about them or what they talk about. I don't know. But me personally, I'm open to new people wanting to interact with me. I try to go out, but I ain't gonna lie, dude, like, I suck at that. That's one thing I fucking suck at. And I'm not afraid to admit it. Like, it's not hard for me to make friends, but it's hard for me to go out there and have the intent to do it. It's just not me, you know? I've always been a person that loved a small circle. You know, I feel like dealing with too many people only brings problems. A lot of fucking problems. I got enough of that shit on fucking own. How I be talking around everybody. I be feeling like people be getting bored and feel like I talk about myself too much. That's another reason why I don't really have a lot of friends, because I know I talk their fucking ear off. It won't be about a lot of dumb shit, but it's like, I know people don't want to hear this shit all day, but that, I can't fucking help it. It's hard for me to, you know, think about the latest trends and all that shit, especially if it's not something that's funny, some shit like that. Like, it's already enough shit in the world going on as far as distractions, you know. I find myself caught in some of them too, don't get me wrong, ain't no fucking saint, but just a thing with me and people. Well, too many people. If you ask me though, I'll honestly admit that I know that that's something, I won't say that I need, but something I should work on at least. Being able to not be so closed off in the world, you know. Not closed off in a way where, you know, I don't get to enjoy my fucking life, but closed off in the sense of socializing with people without having to force it, you know, or without having to force myself to do it. Shit, I should put this fucking damn segment on my self-awareness journey. Telling y'all shit about me. Fuck it. Even like y'all live with me, y'all don't get to see the real bullshit. About to get out this hole in a little bit, cause my lady get off in about 6 minutes. Yeah, man. I'm gonna talk to all y'all skeezers. Yo, skeezers. Hey, smoky the weed. Yes, yes. I feel like I ain't did shit all day. Like, I ain't gonna lie, dog. Half of me is satisfied with that. Half of me is not. And that half of me that ain't is really kicking my ass right now. It's like, dog, you could've did something better. Like, don't get me wrong. I was looking up a lot of shit and doing a bit of research on, you know, my next journey in life and what I want to invest my life into next. But as far as that shit, like, getting out, doing shit, my attempt to go find somebody to smoke with, I felt like, I guess that's what it is, like, not being able to smoke with the person. Like, I know that I met somebody today, but I ain't smoke with nobody today. You feel me? I want to smoke a blunt. It's alright. Everything happened for a reason, man. Eventually, y'all ain't gonna even hear me talking about weed. Ain't gonna hear me firing up none. It'll all be weird, cause y'all be like, hey, yo, I don't hear you smoking no more. Ain't no telling, dude. Check this out. I feel like y'all here, and y'all been here for 20 minutes. I feel like y'all been here too fucking long now. And y'all ain't gotta leave my house. I mean, y'all ain't gotta go home, but y'all gotta get the hell up out of here, dog. Cause your boy ain't feeling this no more right now. I'm tired of talking. That's about it, you know. Get out of here. Go do something. Do something more than what the hell I did today. Alright.
Stay tuned to a new episode of Tonio Talks. I will be talking about my self-awareness journey. Don't forget that. Hashtag Tonio Talks. Peace and love. I'm out.
Hey, yo, quick announcement, man. Your boy Tonio Talks done started a YouTube account. Y'all want to go check that shit out, man? Look, go check me out on YouTube. I'm just fucking around, being a little dickhead. Just seeing what the hell I can do, man. Just, I done finally, you know, jumped over that little barrier that I done had going as far as like with my procrastination and shit. You know, I jumped out there and put my face out there. You know, I made 2 little videos. Now I plan on making many more, you know. I'm pretty comfortable with it, you know. I haven't caught any kind of bad vibe as far as like me wanting to back out of doing it and shit. So I'm pretty psyched about it. You know, I'm ready to continue to show my face, and I'm ready for my little feedback I know y'all got for me, because I know it ain't no way for y'all to give me feedback on Anchor. So now y'all got the opportunity to tune into me on YouTube. So ain't no excuses now. You know, I got people that can, I got y'all, you know, ready to talk to me. Now y'all can finally talk to me. That's what I'm trying to fucking say. God damn. So I need my feedback, man. I wanna, you know, talk to y'all too, man. Teach me some shit, dude. God damn. Like, I wanna learn from y'all ass. God damn. I wanna see what y'all learn from me. Like, anything. Like, I just wanna talk to my people that tune into this. Like, I wanna first, like, say thank you. God damn. At least, like, make a comment on YouTube to let me know that you've listened to this podcast and something that I've said has helped you. You feel me? Like, for one, like, I can't thank you enough for listening to my podcast, but commenting and giving me feedback, that's like everything, fool. Like, man, like, just to hear what people got to say about the shit that I talk about. Any of my segments, man, like, I want it all, and I'm ready for it. I'm glad I jumped into this shit, dude. Man, I promise you I'm glad I jumped into this shit. Because if I didn't, I'd probably be wishing that I was, you know, seeing somebody else do a podcast and grow in their own podcast and show and they on YouTube channel and be like, damn, I wish I was doing that. Why ain't I doing that? I can talk about that too. But now, you know, I don't have any room for any excuses because I'm doing it. You know, I've jumped out there and put my episode on. You know, I'm doing my YouTube, and I know that I'll be putting out way more videos. And especially this new little segment that I'll be coming out with my lady, man. It's like, this is all perfect. It's aligning with this whole new transition that we're trying to make in our life. It's just all this, man. Fuck. Timing, dog. I guess that's what it is. It's patience. Woo. Make sure y'all go check me out on YouTube, dog. Y'all want to stick to, you know, listening to me on Anchor, I promise you, I'm not opposed. Like, if this is how you get down, look, I still get down like this, too. I still got to get more adjusted with being on the camera and, you know, how I want to position myself and lighting and all of that shit like that, man. Just sticking to, you know, how I want to lay my rules out. I got a lot of shit that I got to do for my YouTube account. So just bear with me just like y'all do on this, you know. It's nothing different. That's really all I wanted to put out. Check me out on YouTube, Tonio Talks Podcast. I'm outie, man. Peace and love, dog.